You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You're going to hear a word today because you've tuned into His frequency, and God's got something to speak to you today concerning the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, that His blood is a serious thing, and that's a great thing. His blood obliterates your sins, the blood of Christ. Ephesians 1:7 is where we're at, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. You can follow the trail of blood all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, where Adam and Eve sinned, and it says God clothed them with garments of animals. Well, someone had to die. Matter of fact, an innocent bystander had to die to pay the price for their sin and clothe them. Ultimately, it's the ultimate sacrifice is the Lord Jesus Christ, another innocent bystander. Not only that, but the Son of God, who died in our place and shed His blood in order to redeem us, because we read in Hebrews on that trail of blood that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That's where we're at here for the first part of this week. Looking at the blood of Christ, that's where we're at here today. And it's a serious thing. We're also, I think we're going to get to today, the consequences of mistreating the blood of Christ. From taking communion the wrong way to sinning willfully after receiving a knowledge of the truth. So there's a lot to it. And that's where we're at here today. This is part two now of this message, the blood Christ. The blood makes atonement for your soul, meaning it's the blood, like the word, atonement, at-one-ment. The blood makes you one with God and brings you, like the old Michelangelo. Isn't that who did that? Michelangelo? God reaching down from heaven, Adam reaching up from the ground. Well, there's a disconnect there. 1 Timothy 2:5, it says there's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. He bridges the gap. And it's by His blood enables us to reach Him. The blood makes atonement for the soul, not saying you're sorry, not giving money to the church. You can't buy your way out of this. In whom we have redemption through His blood. The author of Hebrews adds to this. Hebrews 9:22. According to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. So, no blood, no remission. No blood, no forgiveness of sins. Romans 3:24, it says,
We're justified freely by his grace through the redemption, there's that word again, that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to bring a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins. All right, back to Hebrews. Hebrews 9:11. But Christ, being come and a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption, there's that word again, polytrosis, to pay a ransom for somebody. He entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctify it to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? That's Hebrews 9:11 through 14. We're following the trail of blood this morning. Now here's Peter's opinion on all this. 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as you know you were not redeemed. There's that word again, apolytrosis. Even that word you can follow all throughout the Bible. Apolytrosis, to redeem out of the slave market. For as much as you know, as you were not redeemed by corruptible things like silver and gold, meaning no one can buy you out of this. I don't care how much money you have. Some churches make you believe you can buy your way out of something, but you can't do that. It's the blood that redeems you. The blood in whom we have redemption through his blood. There's no purgatory. You believe in Jesus Christ. You receive him as Lord. His blood obliterates your sin. Then when you die and leave this world, you go directly to heaven. You don't go anywhere else. But there's only one way to get there, and that is through the blood. In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. Again, Peter, for as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things like money from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Again, you see, you're not redeemed by money, silver, and gold. You are redeemed and bought and purchased out of the slave market by Almighty God. And he purchased you with the blood of his son. That's what paid the price. That's what obliterated your sins. That's what made you one with God again. The blood. And we worship him for what he did. In our place, right? God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. All right, now here's a few more for disregarding or not recognizing the blood or the significance thereof. The first one is partaking Holy Communion in the wrong way. 1 Corinthians 11:27. It says, wherefore, whosoever will eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily will be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. I mean, after all we've just looked at, can you imagine being guilty of that? Seeing the significance of the blood, do you want to be guilty of that? That's what happened for those that took communion flippantly. And drank all the wine and got drunk at communion. And they had a feast there. They ate all the food. They drank all the rich people, that is. The poor weren't allowed to have anything. And Paul says, for this reason, many among you are sick. Many of you have died for taking communion the wrong way. And again, as he said right there, he said, you will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That's why we take communion the way that we do here, with reverence. With reverence. In regard for the blood of Christ. Guilty of the blood. Ready to take communion now, church? This is why old churches make such a big deal over communion. Because it is a big deal. Because the shedding of blood is a big deal. It's important. And I thought a teaching on this was important. One more. Remember, those that did disrespect or dishonor to the blood. First one was taking communion the wrong way. This one, listen to this, Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin willfully, that's on purpose. If we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, then there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and a fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected the law of Moses dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot and has counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified an unholy thing and has insulted the Spirit of grace or has insulted the Holy Spirit? That was Hebrews 10:26-29. You and I are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Redeemed as a slave. Okay, one more. The Apostle John. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we've got fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. What a profound statement. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we've got fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us. I like to use the word obliterates. His blood obliterates our sins. It's the only thing God promises to have amnesia with, is our sins. Once they're under the blood. But the reason people have a problem with the blood and the reason Satan hates the blood so much is because of its significance and its power. And it's the only cure for sinful man. Amen. We have one cure. It's the blood of Christ. Isn't it funny how blood's the only thing that can make your robes white? Blood's the only thing you can't get out of white. But in the spiritual, blood is the only thing to make you white. You see, his kingdom operates opposite than ours. Every time I wear a white shirt, I end up eating pizza or lasagna.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.